U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul stopped by Unity House of Troy Monday to meet with local child care providers and call for critical support for the industry. America's child care system has come off the rails as the pandemic-battered economy struggles to right itself. With New York in Phase 4 of reopening, many parents have to return to work, but not all children will be returning to school. Gillibrand says child care was already a challenge before the coronavirus hit. She stressed the urgency of getting child care providers financial relief.
They need support and they need clear guidelines. Right now, they don't have either. On Friday, I sent a letter to the CDC that outlines the needs and the recommendations of child care providers in New York. They request that the CDC first provide clarification about the disparities between the CDC guidelines and the state guidelines. Second, offer additional information about how the use of safety protocols like face shields and social distancing will impact the interaction with children. And consider the unity of care when recommending alternating days, half days, or other reduced schedules.
Aside from trying to bounce back from months of lost revenue, Gillibrand points out that child care providers must bear the costs of stocking PPE supplies while reconfiguring their facilities to comply with social distancing regulations.
That's why I will keep pushing to make sure the next COVID package includes the Child Care is Essential Act. This would provide $50 billion of grant funding to help providers cover these new costs and costs for making rent, mortgage, and utility payments so they can keep their doors open. And it will ensure that these providers can pay their employees and help to offset some of the additional costs for child care for families.
Hochul, also a Democrat, sees Gillibrand's plan as key to getting the economy back on track.
$50 billion of support for states to be able to assist child care centers and direct assistance to child care centers is absolutely essential, or the economy will not come back on all cylinders like we desperately need it to do. So we are sending a message to Washington.
Gillibrand adds she has four different bills aimed at making daycare more affordable.
We have one that doubles the tax deduction for middle-class families. We have one that allows for a tax credit for low-income families. And I support universal pre-K to make a whole year similar to public school so that it's covered for all 3- and 4-year-olds. I also have legislation for early childhood education to increase the amount of money that we give to Head Start and other early childhood education programs specifically for at-need and at-risk children.
According to Gillibrand, it would take at least $9.6 billion per month to keep current child care providers in business and ensure providers that closed due to the pandemic can safely reopen. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.